Well, welcome everyone, and God bless your wonderful hearts. Monday night conference call fellowship, while patients to share, I heard one station said, "I long for your presence. I long for you." Another, "Come to me, my children. Come to me." Have you heard those heart cries from the Father before? Probably aren't shaking your head, yes. The manifestations are intended to build us up with exhortation and comfort. Does the call of your Father that he longs for your presence and an encouragement to come to him inspire you to accept the invitation? It certainly got me thinking that maybe I need to make more time for him. This past Thanksgiving, we went to St. Louis and celebrated the holiday with our daughter Susie and her husband Jeremy and their little boy Evan, our grandson. And it was our youngest grandson Evan's first birthday, so we were able to celebrate while we were there. When we arrived, Evan was starting to take little steps when encouraged to come to Grandpa and Grandma and Daddy and Mommy. We would hold our hands out, and he would take a few steps, and we would grab him before he fell. For months, he would take an empty 5-gallon water bottle, hold onto the spout, and scoot all around the floors, taking sharp curves, not hitting the walls. We were quite impressed that he would devise this plan to help him get around. He would giggle and be so proud of himself. We called him the walking water boy. He got bolder as the days went by during our visit, and we let him walk farther with our outstretched arms until one afternoon we were FaceTiming with our son, Tim, and his family, and Evan got tired of sitting with us, got up and walked away all by himself. That was the end of being afraid of falling and scooting. He was confident in what he could do. And after hearing those words from our Father and thinking about that young child walking, I've titled my teaching, "Arms Open, Come to Abba." And I hope you can see that picture. When our Heavenly Father calls, invites you to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, do you pick yourself up and walk through the door? Or do you have reservations and scoot close, but not inside, or get too busy to answer the call? We know from the Word of God that our Heavenly Father longs for our fellowship. He made us his beloved children, his masterpieces. We could go on and on. But a father's privilege is to help his children. You can't be a father without children. So he chose that relationship with us. We call 911 when we need help, right? I'd like to direct you to a spiritual 911 call that can keep you protected all the time. And if you would turn with me to Psalm 91:1, we will look at this special protection. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The word "dwells" means to sit down, settle, remain, and inhabit, constantly seeking his love, comfort, and protection. Another important aspect of this word "dwells" is that it is used in the present tense. Right now, we are invited to live in a private and reserved place with God Almighty, our Abba Father. God chose his dwelling in us. Can that get any more intimate? We are walking around as the dwelling place of God, the safest place in the universe. Do you think about that? God Almighty inside of us, God in Christ in us, walking in this world. In that verse, it says the secret place means the shelter of protection. God protects his people who choose to live with him. Let's look at Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." In God's presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Is there anything greater than we can have than that? He will show us the path of life. He wants us to come to him, to enjoy his presence. He longs for our presence. Isn't that amazing? We never think that great of ourselves. We have accepted his invitation to come to him because he's longing for us to love and encourage. He desires it. He speaks of it in his word. From Genesis to Revelation, he talked about how that relationship would be. Dwell with him. The power of our prayers comes from waiting upon him to hear his agenda, his will, instead of convincing God of our agenda. That's something to think about, right? Is our secret place noisy with our chatting away, or a quiet place of refreshing and direction, listening for our Father's voice? I've had a few questions for you throughout this. I guess I'm trying to make sure you're listening. What keeps us from constantly dwelling with the Father, from seeking his presence? How about thoughts of guilt, fear of disobedience, unworthiness, condemnation, distraction from the things around us? We're just too busy. I say to those thoughts, hogwash. And you might say, well, I've never heard that term before. My kids didn't. I used it last week. It's actually a farming term for garbage, baloney, nonsense. Those things that the devil has said that we are is a bunch of baloney. It's garbage, nonsense. Do you agree? I hope so. I'm sure you do. That's why we fellowship, because we want to hear the word of God. We want to be blessed. We want to be able to be built up so that we can build up others, so that we can represent Jesus Christ to the world. What invites us into the presence of God? Our relationship. We are his children, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, with Christ in us. We are called. We can call him Abba Father. We can dwell in the heart of God. He will never leave us or forsake us. I think we always hear that in the manifestations. His arms never get tired of longing to hold our hands or hugging us in the shelter of his wings. When you feel lonely, realize he lives right within you, as well as Jesus Christ. We abide in him. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 15 and 16. And it says, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in him, in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." The word abide means to continue in one place, to remain stable. We don't have to be running around trying to figure out what's the answer to this. All things that pertain to life and godliness are found in God's word, because God wants us to be aware. He wants us to know that we have a safe dwelling place, a place to abode. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. In verse 4, we'll start out with 15:4-8, we're going to look at. And it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. And that was the New King James. Isn't that wonderful that we abide in him, that we have whatsoever we ask, what you desire, it shall be done for you. By this our Father is glorified. He so wants us to be in his dwelling place, in his presence. Let's look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden or heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus said his yoke was easy and his burden was light. Isn't that amazing? He enjoyed dwelling in the presence of the Father. That's why he could cast all those cares off. When we dwell in the presence of the Father, we don't have to worry. We aren't burdened down. We know that the Father is holding us up. This abode, dwelling we live in, brings us rest. The rest of God is found in ceasing from our own works and learning to be in the presence of the Lord, to be in it, not just know about it or think about it, but be in the presence of the Lord. We are rejuvenated, invigorated, and get to know intimately the heart of our Heavenly Father. This dwelling starts first by accepting the Son, getting born again, then hearing God's word and believing it, doing it by seeking God first, trusting only in him, praying without ceasing, walking in love, forgiveness, and peace. Jesus is our example, our mentor. He knew who he was. He knew his Father's love. He knew the power and authority that was given him, his destiny. He listened to the Father's words and instructions. He made the Father known to the world, and that is our purpose as well. We have the Spirit of Christ. We believe and renew our minds to the words of God and walk by the Spirit with all love, boldness, and courage, because we dwell, abode, and rest in the Father's presence. We are called to come unto our Abba as his dear children, to dwell in his presence and enjoy perfect love, peace, and his protection all our days in a loving, longing relationship. Our Abba says, "Come, I long for your presence." Remember, his arms are open. Come to Abba. So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. Just be aware of that wonderful longing that our Father has for us to be in his presence, and what a blessing it is for us to have that. So we're going to play a song here by Sal. You probably all know it. It's Abba Father. But I'm going to have a prayer first. So Father, we're just so thankful that you make life so simple, that when we trust you, that we can just have the fullness of the life that you provided for us. We thank you that you are so patient with us, that when we forget about the things that you've given us, that you just are waiting for us to come back and just enjoy that perfect peace and the presence, your presence at all times. So we thank you, Father, for your word and that encouragement that you will always be with us. And we just thank you and are aware of how much we are loved. And we thank you for your promise of your Son's return, and that we can live as he lived right now, in the shelter of your wings. So again, Father, thank you for blessing everyone here, for health and prosperity, and for just putting people in our path that we can share this joy of knowing you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Father, our Father.